It's a Tuesday Dial-A-Doc program. Dr. Bobby Kanaru is now with us here today. He's a CEO at Paramount Oncology Group here. And Dr. Kanaru, thank you for joining me here today. Thank you very much.
Hey, thanks for having me, Scott.
It's always great to talk to you. I know that you treat patients at the Leonard C. Ferguson Cancer Center at FHN Memorial Hospital, but you're also the CEO of the Cancer Treatment Organization in Dubuque. Tell us a little bit about Paramount Oncology Group, Doc.
Yeah, so, you know, I did my training over at Northwestern University in Chicago, and I finished my training back in 2008, and, you know, I stayed on as faculty there. And then there was an opportunity in Dubuque to take over a practice. So that's kind of what led me to Dubuque. And about 6 years ago, I expanded my practice named it Paramount Oncology Group. And now our practice covers three different clinics, one in Dubuque, one in Cedar Rapids, and one in Freeport. We have four oncologists in our group. We also have a dosimetrist and a physicist. So, you know, it's a pretty comprehensive team, and we provide everything, regarding cancer care, specifically when it's involving radiation therapy.
Doc, how long have you been working with FHN now?
It's been about 4 years.
And what types of cancer treatment do you specialize in?
You know, I treat all types of cancer. Really, if you look at, radiation therapy in general, you know, two out of every three cancers eventually require radiation, you know. So all solid tumors are really, you know, my specialty. If you talk about the most common, though, I would say prostate cancer for men, breast cancer for women, lung cancer is still, you know, very common. So I'll say those are the really big ones.
And what of those available, the treatments that you do, which of those treatments are available at FHN?
They're all available at FHN. Yeah, I mean, the technology and the equipment we have at FHN is top-notch. So, you know, there's really no limitation as to what we could treat at FHN.
I'm talking to Dr. Bobby Kanaru, and he is, of course, the CEO of the Paramount Oncology Group. Doc, what types of cancer are you seeing most frequently, and any of those more frequent than 5 or 10 years ago?
That's a great question. You know, I'm not sure if they're more frequent from 5 or 10 years ago. I will say that cancer in general is on the rise, I think for multiple reasons. I think, you know, one reason is that, you know, the population is aging, and cancer is a disease of age. So we're starting to see, you know, a rise in cancer overall throughout the country. I also think that our screening, you know, has gotten better, so we're catching it earlier. The most common cancers, as I mentioned before, that we see at FHN, you know, I would say is breast cancer. We see a lot of prostate cancer, and we see a lot of lung cancer. So I would say those are the most common that we do see.
And, Doc, I think one of the things that's important for people to realize out there is that diagnosis of cancer is not a death sentence anymore, is it?
Absolutely not. Really, so much of it depends on how early you catch it, you know. For example, you know, even something like lung cancer, which, you know, we all believe to be very aggressive and deadly, but if you catch it early, there's still a 90% cure rate. You know, if you catch a lung cancer at around the stage one, you know, early time period. So really, screening is very important, understanding your risk factors and kind of following up with your physicians regularly. All of those are very important things.
I know that you've made an effort here, huge effort at FHN, to have a three-day cancer appointment guarantee. I think this is phenomenal. This is the kind of thing you get diagnosed and then you get told by some providers out there, well, we'll see you in a month or two. And, you know, but talk about this three-day cancer guarantee.
Yeah, I think it's such a great, initiative by FHN. But, you know, getting diagnosed with cancer, it's such a stressful diagnosis, you know, on the patient, on the family. And, you know, at that moment, you know, you feel that your time is ticking, and the last thing you want to do after a diagnosis is feel, you know, is to get told that you have to wait, you know, several weeks or several months before you can get in. So one thing that we've, you know, put a lot of time and resources into is to be able to get a patient in right away. So that's why we've initiated this 3-day guarantee, and I think that it adds a lot of value.
I know that it's summertime, of course, obviously, and we all think about the sun. We think about skin cancer. Talk a little bit about that, Doc.
Well, you know, there's the three most common types of skin cancer. You know, you have basal cell, squamous cell, and then you have melanoma. And melanoma is really the most aggressive out of all of them. You know, most of them, you know, if you catch them early, a lot of them are treated with surgery. But, you know, if they become a little bit more invasive, or if they're located in a part of the body, let's say like the face, where cosmetically surgery may not be a great option, or if you have other conditions like diabetes, where your wound may not heal as well from surgery, well, then radiation is also a great option. So, if you see any lesions or moles that are new or that are growing, you know, definitely go in to see your dermatologist and make sure that it's not a cancer.
I know that you have an event coming up. It's a week from this Thursday, the 11th of July at the FHN Family Healthcare Center. University-level cancer care close to home. Tell us about this event.
Yeah, so, you know, that's going to be on Thursday, July 11th. And, you know, it's going to be a good place for people to come in to get information about some of the, you know, cutting-edge treatments that we offer over in our cancer center. And I'll be speaking there, and I'll be talking about the various types of cancers we treat and some of the modern technology that we use to treat these cancers.
I know that part of the issue is that people kind of take it for granted when they have a local care facility, a local provider, and take it a bit for granted, right?
Absolutely. And a lot of it is just not, you know, there's lack of awareness, you know, but really I think it's a gift for Freeport to be able to have a cancer center. A lot of communities, you know, around the same size as Freeport don't have a cancer center and a radiation center. So, you know, it really is a gift to be able to have that kind of technology and expertise right in your backyard. So, it's, you know, hopefully the event will be a good resource for people to understand a little bit more about what they have.
And when you talk about the Cancer Center, Doc, you talk about the technology and the software and all the equipment there. As you say, this is state-of-the-art stuff there, right?
It is. It is. It really is. You know, I mean, each machine, and just to buy a machine that treats, you know, with radiation therapy, and you were talking about a $3-4 million investment. You know, it's very expensive, highly technical equipment that also requires a high level of expertise. So it's great that we have that resource in Freeport.
All right. And of course, if folks would like more information about either the upcoming event or to find out more about the Leonard C. Ferguson Cancer Center, how can they get that information, Doc?
Yeah, so they can go to our website at www.fhn.org, or they can call at 815-599-7000.
All right, Dr. Canero, Dr. Bobby Canero here today. Great to talk to you as always, and let's talk again soon, all right?
Okay, all right. Thanks a lot, Scott. I appreciate it.
All right, very good. And CEO of the Paramount Oncology Group here today. That's the FHN Dial-A-Doc program here today, preceding brought to you this morning by FHN.